This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Welcome back to Nirvana Sisters, Nirvana Sisters family. It's Amy and Katie. We are here with Lisa Odenweller, the Chroma Wellness CEO and founder, who is a visionary entrepreneur, and we cannot wait to talk with her. We are also sipping our afternoon beauty matcha lattes from Chroma, and it's fabulous, and I'm loving it, in our special Chroma mugs, which are also beautiful. So we wanted to meet with Lisa because wanted to hear all about Chroma, her new brand, and also her background, because she has an incredible background in well-being and wellness and all holistic wellness type things. And you've probably seen Chroma, for our listeners, you've probably seen Chroma all over Instagram, like I definitely have. I've seen a lot of celebrity endorsements, and you can't miss the beautiful packaging. So anyway, welcome to the show, Lisa. So happy to have you, and you're joining us from Colorado at a beautiful wellness retreat. So how great is that?
Perfect timing. Thank you, Amy and Katie. Thrilled to be here. Excited for the conversation.
Awesome. So before we start, we want to go into our Nirvana of the week, which is just something that happened this week or today or yesterday that brought us joy and made us feel good and make us kind of step back and appreciate those small moments. So I'm going to hand it to Katie to do her Nirvana of the week.
Thanks, Amy. Let's see. I was thinking about this and I think it had to have been last weekend. Usually I'm always with the kids and my husband on the weekend, which I love, but I had kind of a hectic week and I needed to like really wind down and recharge my batteries. And we moved into a house that has a pool. And it was the first day that my husband was like, why don't you just go relax, lay by the pool. I'll take the kids for the day. He took the kids into the city, into New York. And I just hung out and read a great book and listened to my music and went swimming and just had the whole day of quiet self-care, like downtime. And it was really needed. And it was to be able to do it in my backyard and my pool was so fun and so cool. So that was my Nirvana this week. What about you, Amy?
I love that. Well, it's been definitely crazy with the end of school and getting my kids ready for camp and all the craziness. And my other child, which is my puppy dog, Sky, who everybody on the show knows because I talk about her all the time, who's now 9 months. I took a walk with her the other day and she's finally like walking better, which like for those of you that have a puppy understand that they just don't walk straight and they're all over the place and you can't have just like an enjoyable walk, but she's learning and she's getting better. And all the training we've been doing with her has really been panning out. So I took like a nice long nature walk with her. And it was relaxed and it wasn't pulling and she wasn't pulling. And I was like, I just feel good right now. And I came back and I was refreshed. So that was my little special moment of the week. What about you, Lisa?
Well, I love the question. And I think it's such an important thing to do because we often forget to. And so in thinking about the question, I think there's probably, if I can share two, maybe.
Of course.
So the first one, my son, my middle child, he's 18, just graduated last week. Amy, you and I were talking about that earlier. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And it's such a, I have three kids and my youngest is 17. So and my oldest is 24. So I'm getting close to being an empty nester, which is freaking me out. So going through all sorts of emotions around that. But what was really so special within his graduation was he wrote a letter his freshman year as a project at school. And it was a letter to himself. And they had prompt with questions. And it was a 6-page letter. And they gave it back to him the senior year.
Oh, my gosh.
So he gives me the letter. And he's like, Mom, read this. And, you know, it was laughter. It was, you know, like emotional, everything. But there was a point in it that said, who is the person that you admire the most? And his answer was me. Mm-hmm. And his answer was, you know, my tenacity and my resilience and how hard I work and how I won't give up. And, you know, I believe in, you know, the ability of, you know, possibility. Right. And then it was so funny because he's like, you know, and then she keeps me up at night because she's always tinkering in the kitchen, making something with superfoods. And but it was just like, you know, as a parent, we you know, there's so much. I'm a single mom, right? And I started my last brand Beaming when my kids were little. It was 10, 12 years ago. And I was going through divorce at the time, and everything I did was all about the business. And I missed a lot of moments, right? I was just so frantic to build Beaming, and we opened 10 locations. It took off like wildfire. And then I was living in LA and San Diego, and my kids are in San Diego with me. And I just, hearing that made me really just pause, because I think as parents, we just have, I don't know, for me, I carry like the guilt of, God, you know, I wish that I had played Legos one more time, or,
right,
you know, I wish that when, you know, my daughter asked me to play picnic, you know, I played picnic more, right? There's just, you can't help, I think, as a parent, to reflect on the woulda, coulda, shouldas. And so hearing how much he admired me and looked up to me and really, and respected me, you know, despite the fact that maybe I didn't, that I missed a couple games or whatever it was just really, really warmed my heart. That it wasn't, you know, a total loss that I've been entrepreneurial now for 12 years.
Yeah. That's so special.
So that was really, really special. And then I guess the other thing to just mention is you kind of touched on it. I'm at a wellness retreat in Colorado called Reset. And they invited me to come. They're brand new. And it's hiking all week and healthy food and everything that I love. And I'm from Colorado in the mountains. So I am in nirvana. And, but what's been so special about it is I've been going so fast for 3 years building Chroma that, you know, I don't get the time to just, yes, I exercise and yes, I eat well, but, you know, I'm on a conference call while I'm on the spin bike, or I'm on a power walk, you know, on a conference call. Like, I don't really disconnect. And so to be here this week and have the opportunity to go on 4-hour hikes every morning and not have your phone except just to take pictures, and has been magical, on top of the fact of just connecting with people. And the group that we've been with this week has been absolutely amazing. And it's been mostly men, these guys, and then my girlfriend came with me, and we have laughed all week. And one of them's a comedian. I think they're all comedians, really, but one is actually a professional comedian. And so it's just been so what I needed to feel recharged going back in. And I think that's also something that life moves so fast. And it was really hard for me to disconnect and come here and allow myself to do that. And then now being here, and it's our last day, so tomorrow we go home, and just really being in gratitude for the week and really how magical it has been. And this is really where your mind opens, and you not only get to recharge and sort of like fill your heart, but you also get to like kind of come back fresh and be able to create even better. So
those are my things. Yeah. And we're really,
that's incredible. And
we're grateful that you're dialing in during your disconnect with us. We really appreciate it, because I mean, honestly, it's to be able to shut out the rest of the world for a time of self-reflection and everything that you're doing and just taking care of yourself. It must be heaven. It must be complete nirvana. So thank you for dialing in with us, letting us interrupt that.
Everything that you just said totally resonates with Katie and I, because that is so much of what we think about, and we're all moving so quickly. And I think when you do things like that, you're there and you're probably thinking to yourself, God, I really need to do this more, because it is so rejuvenating. You just don't think about it if you're not doing it. And then you're like, gosh, I need to like really intentionally make sure I do this. So Katie, let's make a note. We need to go to Reset, yes, and have a Nirvana Sisters retreat.
I recommend it.
But I love the mountains in Colorado, and everything you're saying is like totally my vibe.
Oh my God. The hike we went on today, and I've been to Telluride so many times, I'm from Colorado, was so spectacular. Like, I was just like, there's nothing like nature.
Nothing like it. I totally am on the same page. We both are. We love it. Okay. So tell us about this 3-year project you've been working on, Chroma Wellness, and kind of tell us like what gap you were seeing in the market and kind of how it started and how you kind of came up with the idea.
Well, it starts before then a little bit. I've been in the industry for about 14 years, and really around food is medicine and how to make healthy taste amazing and approachable and sexy, and, you know, make it something that really speaks to a broader audience. My last brand, Beaming, was a series of healthy grab-and-go cafes, superfood cafes in Southern California. We grew it to 10 locations, mostly in LA. And I've always had this just bigger vision of just how do we really wake people up to the power of food as medicine and understand how much control we have over our health, right? And to challenge, you know, do I really need that medication? Maybe I'm allergic to gluten, or maybe I'm having too much sugar or alcohol or whatever it might be. And I think we take for granted our health. And so for me, it's really, that's the underlying kind of mission and why in everything that I've done over these last 14 years, starting with Beaming. What was amazing about Beaming is Beaming was changing lives. I mean, people were obsessed with this brand. Our food was amazing. I was the first person to really kind of change the juice cleansing because it made me crazy. I was like, why are we drinking 222 grams of sugar a day? Like, yes, it's fruit, but it's still sugar. And so I came up with a food cleanse, and it was incredibly culinary inspired and partnered with lots of different chefs and really just elevated the experience, because I think healthy has to be something that being healthy or making healthy choices should be something you look forward to, not dread. So while Beaming was doing all this good and was such an amazing brand, and I sold it years ago to Earth Bar, so that's why it's a was.
I read that, and it's so funny. I didn't realize that. And I love Earth Bar.
So yeah. And it's not what I had with Beaming anymore, but I'm very proud of the brand that we built. It was really, I still get stopped on the street everywhere. Like, aren't you the founder of Beaming? Because people
that's so cool.
Obsessed with it. It was very special, but I had a vision of how do we take all the good of what Beaming is doing or was doing and really reach more people, because we're not going to open cafes everywhere. And when you're dealing with perishables, it's very difficult business. You know, it's something that goes bad the next day or whatever that might be. So I really wanted to take the good of what Beaming was and reach more people. And so the birth of Chroma came from it basically recreating Beaming in a powder-based form in many, many ways. I mean, you can't make salads out of powder, but and you know, wraps and kelp noodles. But what I could do was take the nutrients, the superfoods, all of the nutrition of Beaming and really recreate that in a powder-based format that is on the go, that is just requires no thinking. It's all nutrition, foods and beverages, where it's as easy as it gets and you feel satiated and nourished, and it tastes amazing, which is not easy to do when you're dealing with powders. Because I've been working with superfoods for 14, 15 years, I'm just a geek in the kitchen with them, you know, and I get obsessed on what turmeric we use or the plant protein from Ecuador that we use called chocho, or the organic ceremonial grade matcha, or the bone broth from Australia. Like, every single ingredient, it matters. And myself and my daughter are the ones that created every product of Chroma. So the 3 years was the two of us in the kitchen formulating. We have 19 products. So we launched with 14 products, late July last year, 2021. So we've been around now for about 10 months, and, you know, everything that goes into building a business, right? But, you know, from the creating the products to the brand, to the packaging, to raising the money, all of the things. We went to go raise money the day before COVID like hit in the world.
Oh my gosh.
And you imagine it was, you know, what, a March 3rd or something in 2020. And, you know, we pivoted. We can come back to that. But, you know, I thought we would launch faster, but, you know, things just happen as they're supposed to. It gave us time over those 3 years to not only create all the products, but also we did a beta with our 5-day reset, which is what we're most known for. So with all of the, you know, 19 products that we created, they're all 19 are in the 5-day reset, which is really about resetting and nourishment and teaching people how to eat and doing it in a way that you're not starved and that you're really, like, in fact, people always, you know, they complain and say our 5-day reset has too much food. And that's intentional, right? You get over 10 things a day, right? Whether it's a matcha with collagen and turmeric and ginger and
that's what I'm drinking.
That's what you're drinking. The beautiful, my favorite thing. Everyone here has been drinking it. It's so delicious. But that is how you start your day, or the porridge, or the broths for lunch and dinner, or the smoothies, or the afternoon lattes and the elixirs. It's an abundant amount of food. It's customizable so that you can add what you want and, you know, add some protein and veggies if you need that. Everyone is different. And so we've really designed it such that, you know, it meets your unique needs. So to create something that was very, very different in the market, you know, took a long time and a lot of thought, and the whole supply chain and just the intricacies of building a business, let alone launching with this many products and a very complicated packaging system and raising money. So that was really all that has gone into really bringing us to our launch date of July 22nd, 2021. And it's been an incredible, crazy, wild ride.
Yeah, we, well, congratulations, first of all, because that's just such an inspiring story. And I can't believe you're only, I knew you were new, but I didn't realize you were that new, or not even a year yet from launch. And it's funny because I had seen Chroma, I probably just have like a really targeted Instagram feed, but I had been seeing ads and, like, you know, celebrities, influencers showing the packaging and the brand. I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. What is that? And then Carla from Vogue was on our show, and she talked about, she was raving about Chroma. She was saying, Carla Martinez de Salas, she was saying she was on it, and then her husband was on it. And she, we, a lot of times we'll do product reviews on the show. So she was like giving us a whole review of it. I'm like, we got to try it, because I had seen it, but I hadn't like talked to anybody about it. So she got us really excited about it. And thanks to you and your team, you sent us a one day. And I, to your point, the one day, I didn't finish the packets either. Like, this is still left over from the Wednesday, because I found it the same thing so satiating that I wasn't hungry. I couldn't eat the whole thing. And I was like, the food is really delicious. And it, you're right, very, very different than anything we've seen. Well, yeah. You. Just congrats to all your success so far.
Well, I just was going to close on that with, like, I think healthy has to taste amazing. And so, you know, the passion that has gone into creating those products and also changing the conversation, I think, for women has been a really big one. And it's men too, but really for women, that we don't have to starve ourselves to look and feel good in our bodies is really important to me. It's something I've, you know, myself has struggled with, you know, my own kind of, you know, just we're so self-critical and, you know, dealing with weight things. And have I got too much weight on, or how do I lose weight, and starving myself and doing all of the crazy things that we do as women. And I really decided to change sort of the psychology of that and really focus on the nourishment and teaching us that putting really healthy, good food in our bodies actually is how our bodies thrive and probably how our bodies look the best. And of course, how we feel our best. So just a side story on that, when I was doing the betas, so 130 people went through it. And I was amazed in the process how many women asked me, they would always ask, how many calories is it? Mm-hmm. And when I would say, and this is just our culture, right? When I would say, well, you know, you can choose between the lifestyle, the lean, or the active protocols. And depending on which format you choose, it's really about intuitive eating. But realistically, you're going to have somewhere between 1300, you know, likely an 1800, probably in that window. And every woman that asked me that said, oh, that's too much food.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And it was such a pause for me, because I realized that was me too. Like, I was afraid of food. You know, I didn't know how to eat. And I thought, they said, well, I've been trying to lose weight, you know, for 5 years and nothing's working. And I said, well, will you trust the process? And sure enough, you know, by adding the nut milks to their lattes or their porridge and maybe adding some protein and veggies to their broths and not restricting themselves and listening to their body, every one of them lost at least 5 pounds, some of up to 8 pounds, nourishing themselves. And it was such a beautiful moment for them, you know, and then of course for me, because it really is changing people's, you know, relationship with food. And I think that's just an important part of the conversation as far as just why we exist. Chroma.
Yeah, it's super important. And it is a good mindset shift. And it's good to remember that, because I think you're so right, Katie. And I were just talking about that earlier today, like, oh, can't lose like that pound or two or whatever. And I think too, the older you get, like I'm noticing the older I get, it is just your body changes so much and just reacts so differently to foods that, like, I don't even know what to eat half the time, because it's like, I have a carb, I gain 5 pounds. I don't have a carb, or I have a carb, I lose weight. Like, I just, it's really hard to know if what you're eating for your body is right or not right. So, like, focusing on not that, but the nourishment piece and making sure that you're getting what you need, it's like that constant reminder. And that's really important.
It is. And it's also like, I mean, because we can become neurotic, and I'm like, you know, one of them, right? But then, you know, I also have a mindset that it's not like we're going to live on chroma all the time. I mean, I do have chroma, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a day. But I don't worry if I go out for a fun, you know, festive dinner and, you know, have some wine or tequila or something. You know, I really look at it more from a balance. And I think that's just also an important part of that conversation, right? It's not about that restriction. Interestingly, I was in New York a few weeks ago for work and I was there for like 8 days. And every night, you know how New York is. I mean, the food's amazing.
Yeah.
Not eating dinner. I don't think we ate dinner before 9:30. Now I eat dinner at 5 at home, like, but no later than 6, right? We ate dinner at 9:30. One night was at 12:30 after a show. And somehow I lost weight and wasn't restrictive. Like I ate anything I wanted, right? I had chroma in the day and then I did the dinners at night. And it was such a, like, I just laughed, right? Because it was also because I was having fun. We were walking a ton, you know, and it was just like, just allow ourselves to enjoy, like not be so neurotic about it. And, you know, it just is a constant reminder to me, you know, and my chroma for sure, definitely, has helped supplement, you know, and works very well for me. And especially as I've gotten older and Amy, like you said, things change.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything starts to change.
Yep.
I think, the idea also of nourishment, it just allows your body to receive what it needs to be balanced and to do all of the jobs that it's meant to do physiologically in order to have the ability to stay healthy and to lose the weight and for the metabolism to function properly and everything. It's really a genius idea. And you know what? I love that you did this with your daughter. That's the coolest thing. I mean, working with her, what's that experience been like?
Well, what's even cooler is so she's 24 now and she's been working with me since she was 13. So wow. She started teaming with me and, you know, labeling bottles and, you know, packing teas and stuff when we started beaming out of the house and, you know, with her friends and then working at the first cafe when she was 14. And then at 16, she homeschooled herself by choice and moved to LA with me to open all the cafes there and managed to the Santa Monica location at 16. So she's been on this entrepreneurial journey with me, you know, for now 11 years.
So cool.
You know, she did college online and, you know, started chroma with me while she did that. So, I mean, we laugh. I mean, that's probably almost my favorite part of creating this business has been doing it side by side with her and all the experiences we get to have together and the laughter. And hopefully, you know, she's also learning a lot of things, you know, being side by side with me as I do investor pitches or I do podcast interviews or all the different things that, you know, she gets exposed to because she also.
Lives. Yeah. It's an incredible experience. Oh my gosh. It's
and also cool. You're raising her with such like healthy values for body image and caring for herself and taking care of her body. And, you know, those are like young girls are very impressionable and it's very confusing as they're, you know, my daughter's 8 going on 9 and she's already starting to talk about
going on 25.
Right. Like, you know, the word like I'm fat or I'm too skinny or you know, it's like the self-image stuff comes out early. It really does. Yeah. That's amazing.
She's in the best relationship with her body and food. I mean, much better than I did, you know, younger. And so she's got so much wisdom. And hopefully, you know, I imparted some of that, but no, that has been a really great part of this whole experience.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Now, did she help you with all the branding and packaging, which is gorgeous and
sexy,
so
like
much.
You said earlier?
And sexy, yeah.
Sexy, and I was like, that's exactly what it is. It's so beautiful, and it's sexy, and it's edgy. It's great. It's very enticing.
Thank you. I mean, we wanted you to have that sort of Apple experience, right? And we have, you know, we've got simpler packaging, and then we have the wow with the drawer and the, you know, the ones with the wheels and what's on Instagram. But I want health to be something that you are excited about, that you look forward to. And so often it's something we dread because it's like, oh, I got to do this program for 5 days and I'm going to be miserable and I'm not going to eat and I'm going to be a raving bitch, excuse my French. And, you know, I'm not going to be able to show up for my kids or my work or all these things. And that's sort of the mindset of what cleansing and detoxing has been over the years. And so, you know, all of our investors invested because they had done another program. I won't name it. that they hated, but it was the only program on the market. And they had an extra box in the pantry. And they were so thrilled that there was something else that they actually got the same result, actually better. And it changed habits and behavior, which is really what we're doing. It's not about a quick fix. So to get that box, going back to your question, Amy, really is that experience of, I get to do this, right? I want you to feel like this is a gift to yourself. And every one of the sachets, the 45 little packets, you know, has a message of education and inspiration that I wrote, you know, that is really just part of those little kind of little surprises, right? Surprise and delights. And Lexi was part of all of that. She didn't design the branding and stuff, but she's been part of all of it, you know, through every step of the way. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that idea. You're right. It is like opening up a gift because it's so beautiful. It's not like all like the palette of colors is gorgeous and the packets. It's like it's fun to open and you're like, ooh, what's next? So that's very smart. Question about, so there's the one day, which Katie and I did, there's a 5 day. Is the 5 day the most popular? Like how are people using Chroma? Are they using it as just like a detox or a reset? Are they on it more often? Or are they like, how are people using it? And what's the best way for like someone to get started if they haven't done it?
It was designed for lifestyle. So sort of, as I touched on earlier, I mean, I think of it as the 5 day leads to the everyday or leads to the habits, change of habits and behavior. I've always cared more about what happens after than the 5 days, because the 5 days is really where the awakening happens. You do the program for 5 days. We all want that quick fix, you know, that kind of that, like look better, feel better fast. Right. And so it gives you that, but you're doing it in a way that you're also changing, like kind of having these awakenings through the process of like, God, that tastes really good. Like I could eat this porridge every day, or you're a big coffee drinker but we didn't take caffeine away from you because I know that that's going to give you headaches. You're going to be miserable and you're going to go right back there on day six. So we're going to give you caffeine, but we're going to give you a healthier caffeine. We're going to give you matcha with all the collagen, the turmeric and the mushrooms and all those things that hopefully, and seems to be the case, people love it and they end up converting to it after because they felt the difference. You know, you've experienced it for 5 days in a row. You felt what it felt like to drink matcha instead of coffee. I don't have an issue with coffee, but the point being is I know that matcha is so much better for you, right? It improves the mood and you don't have that crash and you have this kind of sustained energy and your mind is clear. I mean, I think it's the best mood enhancer on the planet. And it tastes delicious. So if that's how you get to start your day, you actually look forward to it. And the porridge is delicious. And the cookie butter, of course, we're very famous for, is to die for.
To die for.
So good. And then the broths. And so what happens is, as people are doing it, it was designed so you find the things that you love on the program. You get that quick fix. You know, you feel better, look better fast. But then you have all the tools to continue. And so you fall in love with the matcha. It's available to buy in bulk after. You can use the porridge after. You can incorporate the broth and the greens powder and elixirs or their smoothies or whatever it might be that you loved from the program that you could easily incorporate into your life. And so it becomes that very lifestyle and the kind of easy transition so that you have these new kind of hacks or tricks to look forward to adding into your day, right? It's not an obligation. It's something people are excited to do. So the way people come into Chroma is really usually the 5 day. That's, you know, our number one selling product. It's what people sort of have seen on Instagram for one, but it's also just sort of like, it really speaks to people wanting to reset, you know, or start better habits, or maybe lose a few pounds for something, or just know that they've been off track and they need to get back on track, whatever the reason is. So that is our number one. And then that leads into those lifestyle products. We call them daily essentials. And, you know, there's the favorites of many, which I mentioned that people love. And we just try to make it as easy as possible to transition. Because for someone who's been in the industry for so long and I've watched these cleanses, the question I've always asked is, what is the point? Like, are we cleansing just to lose weight? Like, to me, it's about a lifestyle wellness. It's not what you do 5 or 10 or 15 days a year because you did a box cleanse for 5 days and you lost 5 pounds. Who cares? Like, that's not where you have true well-being and vitality. And it's about like, how do I transition this into my everyday life so that it is something that just sort of, it weaves into my life as opposed to this thing that I do you know, a few days a year.
Right.
I've always really approached it, beaming the cafes were the same way, is it started with a cleanse that led to the cafes that led to people incorporating it every day. And that way, I think it just makes it much more approachable and realistic. And it's actually where real transformation happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm a healthy eater, but sometimes, you know, like you said, you get off track, like, especially now it's a summer, I feel like we're going out to dinner more and I'm drinking more and eating more. And it's just like, sometimes even though I eat healthy, I still want something where I have that I can always go back to, like a reset like that, where I'm 5 days and I kind of like get it all out. And then I start integrating. I love that idea. And then you kind of take, like, the porridge was amazing. And yes, the cookie butter is phenomenal. And the problem is, it's like, how do you not eat the whole jar? Because I was just like, oh my God, this is incredible. I can't stop eating it. So,
the cookie butter is really like an energy boosting, mood stabilizing, like sustained blood sugar balancing. Like, I would take some of that, take a spoonful of it, and like 20 minutes later, half an hour later, I felt really good to go. And they're called goji berries. Is that right? The goji berry?
In the porridge and in the cookie butter.
I've tried to eat them on their own before because I know they're supposed to be a superfood, I think, or loaded with antioxidants or something. You would know better than I. But in that cookie butter, they're like a game changer. It's so good.
I'm obsessed with it. It's like the perfect texture.
Yeah.
So it's almond butter, coconut oil, plant protein from Ecuador that I mentioned earlier, goji berries, hemp seeds. So those are the main ingredients. And then there's just a little bit of maple sugar, a little bit of coconut sugar, and just enough to kind of give you that little kind of sweet fix, but
yeah,
being, you know, high sugar, because everything we do is very low sugar.
Exactly. It's a good thing to have after dinner too. Like if you just feel like you want something sweet, you just have a spoonful and you like.
Like I do I have the beauty matcha and then I have a you know, cause you can, I don't know if you guys do it when it's gooey and just have it like a cookie butter batter. Or if you put it in the fridge, you can have like little protein bites. I love it gooey. So I have a bite of that. Then I'll usually do an exercise, you know, whatever my workout's going to be. And then, you know, later, because I'm pretty sustained at that point, then I'll have the porridge and weave into my day. But it's a fun product. And we're just trying to make healthy something that you really look forward to, that it's a little bit of this surprise. Like, I get to have this, really?
Yeah, you're doing an excellent job of it because that's exactly what it feels like. The plant protein, I haven't heard of that one. Can you tell me why that you've chosen that specific one? What did you say the name of it was again?
It's called Chocho.
Okay.
So why I love it, and I'll kind of backstory to how I found it, but it's non-isolate. So not, you know, doesn't have the processing that, you know, pea protein and so many of the other proteins have. It's also non-lectin. And a lot of people are really sensitive to lectins and don't even know it. The problem with pea protein, which is the main plant protein that's in everything, is most pea protein is highly, highly processed. You can find some that are not and properly sprouted, but that's like few and far between. And it's a really, really cheap product, which is why everybody uses it. Mm. And it's easy to formulate with. I am not a huge fan. So for me, I was on a mission to find other sources of plant protein. And yeah, there's so many now, Sacha Inchi, and there's pumpkin, and there's hemp, and chia, and rice, and all these things, but each one of them have different kind of pros and cons. And so I just decided, I sort of like put out to the universe, like, is there another option? And randomly kind of came across this Chocho, and it's all the things I was looking for, like really easy on the digestion, 9 out of 9 essential amino acids.
That was my next question. That's amazing.
And it is so pure. I mean, it's grown at 10,000 feet elevation in Ecuador. Like, it's not as easy to work with as pea protein, you know, from a flavor. It's pretty bland in flavor, which is a good thing. But as a kind of superfood chef, I guess, it's harder, you know, to kind of get some of the flavor. So there was a lot of doctoring, if you will, to try to get some of the smoothies to taste really good, because pea protein is just a lot easier and a lot cheaper than Chocho. But the way I've approached Chroma and Beaming has always been the best of the best. And so I will scour the world for the best ingredients and find things that people have never heard of, and then put combinations together that really bring together that flavor and function you know, with the highest integrity. And that's just been something that's sort of a personal mantra of mine that I won't sacrifice.
I love that. That's also, I'm sure, why you've had so much success with it and why so many people keep coming back to it, right? The product is, the quality is, yeah, of the utmost importance. It's amazing.
I was going to ask you too, what I noticed with the products is that, or obviously I haven't tried them all, but the ones that I tried, they're all like kind of soft and soothing because it's like the broths and the elixirs and the matcha, which I love. Is that intentional?
Yes. I mean, I think it's designed to be a menu that easily fits into your day, right? And whether you have your matcha warm, you know, iced or hot, it's totally up to you. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you, you know, have your porridge warm or cold, it's totally up to you. So we sort of give it the flexibility and versatility also seasonally, you know, so that you can sort of make it up to you. But we just really want you to feel nourished. We want you to feel like when you drink that bone broth, right? I mean, it's so incredible. Or the veggie broth, I think, because that's in the one day. You just feel like you're doing something good for your body. Like you drink it and you're like, God, I feel like satiated. I feel nourished. And you just sort of feel like it's a gift. And we want you to feel that way. So yeah.
Yeah, it's really filling. I was surprised. Very filling. And yes, satiated. That's the right word to use.
Yeah, totally.
So I want to know what the future plans are for Karma Wellness. I mean, you guys are about to hit your year mark, which is amazing. Congratulations. So what's on the horizon?
Well, I think when you launch with 19 products, I mean, we've got, we have a new Powered Mind Performance Coffee coming out in a few weeks, which is coffee with MCT oil and some oat milk and mushrooms and, you know, sort of our super enhanced healthy coffee, instant, of course. And we have our travel kits coming out, which I'm so excited about.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, amazing.
It's come as soon as travel with. And a lot of people buy our 5-day. We have a new refill that they buy and they get the 45 sachets and then they just take them with them, especially for the summer. It's perfect for travel. But the travel kits are something that we'll be able to have at airports and we'll be able to have at hotels and, you know, different, obviously online as well, that are just your, you know, I think it's 6 sachets. And there's going to be a little shaker thing that goes with it that just makes it so easy to travel with. So we have travel kits coming out. And I think, you know, the bigger vision, obviously, for the brand is we're just getting started. You know, when you, not many people try to launch with 19 products. I don't recommend it. Not. I mean, we have 5 co-packers and a very complex packaging system, as you guys have seen. I mean, we have 45 different color sachets and someone has to hand place them in there, every different color. And so we didn't do this easy. And I think there's just so much more just on the education side and really helping people understand, you know, what they're putting in their body, why they're putting it, you know, why, how to live this lifestyle. We have an app that we launched a few months ago, and we'll continue to build on that. And it's really there to support people on the 5-day and the 1-day, but we'll continue to evolve that. And the educational side of this for me is very, something I'm very passionate about. And we'll continue to innovate. I mean, I'm a creator, so there's a lot of really cool products in the mind that, you know, we'll start to get teased out, you know, over the course of the year, and we'll continue to expand on that. But, you know, it's a lot. I mean, having only been here for 10 months and, you know, there's just like learning the marketing side of D2C and even the way that I approached fundraising was very, very different. And
right. Cause you went from the physical world to the digital world completely. I mean,
yeah. And it's a very different world.
Yes.
And I joke about that. I mean, not dealing with perishables and dealing with non-perishables is much easier. But in a cafe, like I know how to create an experience in a cafe. Creating an experience online is very, very different. And people are, you know, short attention spans. You have 2 seconds to get their attention and they're getting hit from something all sides. So even just, I've been drinking out of a fire hose, learning the D2C world and trying to build that team, you know, has been a different challenges than say, you know, running 10 cafes. And I love the challenge of that, but definitely, you know, we're just building our team right now, getting excited for the next chapter. We have the most incredible group of investors. They've been a huge part of our success to date and our go-to-market strategy, which was also part of my strategy when I was raising money and wanted to raise money from highly influential people, whether it's a big celebrity like Gwyneth or Amy Schumer, you know, some of our other investors, or the mom in the community, you know, people who would get excited about telling the world with us. And they really all have. And so a lot of our success getting it out there, as you mentioned early on, Amy, and seeing it on Instagram has been just the support of that investor community and them telling their friends. It's very hard to launch a brand. It's getting harder and harder to do that. And so I really took it from a very different approach, and that's worked very, very well to just getting the word out there. It's not easy to build a brand these days.
It's really smart. Let me, speaking of your team, so the advisory team that you have, I saw on your website, Will Cole and some others, really notable people in the wellness space. Are they all investors too, or they play a different role in your company?
Yeah, they do. Actually, Dr. Will Cole is our medical director. So he's also an investor, and just very committed and dedicated to what we're doing. You know, even the celebrities, everyone always asked me, well, like, did we pay them? Like, no, they actually, like, they invested in the company. I woke up to an email one day from Gwyneth saying that she had heard that I had a new wellness company and that could I, you know, come over and share more because she loved my last brand, Beam
It. You're like, okay.
Right. That was a moment, I will say. And it was sort of a dream moment. I was not friends with her at the time. So through one of our other investors, they connected us. And so it's just part of even bringing something to life is just being surrounded by such good, positive energy. And we're 90% funded by women. And that's something I'm super, super proud of. And, you know, just having that support has been, you know, incredible because we have, you know, as things are going really well, that's always amazing and having their support. But then also as you have challenges come up, we have such incredible experts of all different, you know, facets that we're able to tap into that to really help us kind of navigate through different challenges.
It's also so nice that everyone, it sounds like, is in the same, what's the word I'm looking for? Like ethos and like around wellness, which is nice to be around like-minded people that you can have these conversations with and create things. And everyone's sort of on the same page, which is unusual because a lot of times when people invest in companies, it's just, they're doing it for, you know, the financial return, but they're not doing it necessarily for the passion around wellness or whatever it may be. So that's really special too.
Yeah, no, it makes a huge difference. And every one of the investors did the beta program, fell in love with the products, the experience of it, and then invested, you know, from that. And so they are, you know, invested in the vision of the company and what we're doing and the impact. And then of course the upside potential as well. But it definitely makes a difference. I have now having raised money for two companies. I made some big mistakes on my first one and, you know, I was new to raising money. I'd never done it before. And so I got to learn some hard lessons, that I made sure not to repeat, you know, this time around. So.
It's very inspiring. I want to know for our listener, cause they're all going to want to hurry up and order Chroma. Where should they start? Should they start? What do you think? Do you find most people go right into the 5-day or do you have a lot of people just dip their toe in with the 1-day? What do you think?
I mean, I think, so again, it was designed to meet you where you're at, right? So if you're curious about matcha, you want to try our matcha because you've seen it, people talk about it, or we've obsessed on it on this podcast. It's a great place to start, you know, or the cookie butter or any others. But I really think that the way that you experience Chroma and then, of course, the benefits of Chroma is through the 5-day. And there's three options now in the 5-day. There's the deluxe with the drawer and the really fancy version, which is an amazing, that's always how I recommend starting because you get the mug and the frother and the little hemp purse with the beautiful poem on it. And you get a spoon and you get the coconut cream. So you get sort of the full experience and the chai. There's also the signature, which is also the same program. It just doesn't have the drawer with all the extras. And then we have the new refill, which is a very, very simple packaging design, mostly for people who've already done it before and they just really want the program. They don't need the big experience. I mean, any one of those. I mean, you guys got the 1-day and the 1-day is great. You know, I think it's a great way if you're not fully ready or committed. And it was designed for people for that purpose. It was designed that maybe every Monday you do it, use it for travel, however, you know, that best fits for where you're at. But I think the 5-day, it's really special.
Yeah.
It is more expensive, you know, than some of the other programs out there, but it's also, like we've been talking about, very, very abundant. So you're going to have plenty of food left over and you probably can keep going for multiple days. And it was designed for that versus, you know, starving and, you know, finishing day six and you can't wait for, you know, burgers and fries. So,
right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all about that nourishment. So before we get into our wrap session, I wanted to ask you, so outside of Perma Wellness, being that you've been in this space, superfood space for so long and healthy eating and, you know, all good foods, what have you, like, what's a tip you've picked up through the years, like for healthy eating that kind of would be helpful, you think, to our listeners?
Well, the basic one is, I think that we don't, this is what came to mind. We trust marketing too much. And so when something says it's organic or it's, I mean, you know what makes me crazy? Like hydration. I think I have them over here. These are not mine. They came in the room. And this hydration company is super, super popular. And you look at the first ingredient and it's cane sugar. And, you know, and that makes me crazy. Right. And I think one of the great places to start is just read your labels. I mean, look at what's in your food. And, you know, understanding that it, most stuff is not actually made very well, sadly. And to really kind of just take health into your own hands, like ask questions, be informed, right? You don't have to be an expert, but, you know, be very curious about what's in your food. You know, something else I'll layer on to that is, I'm sure you guys and others have heard of all these glucose monitors, whether it's Levels or it's Nutrisense, and those are very popular. I cannot recommend enough how to get one and try it for 2 weeks or do it for a month, because what you learn, I have one on right now and I wear them all the time because I test my food, right? We did it when we tested Chroma to make sure it didn't spike your glucose levels, because the other program that's out there right now that's very popular spikes your glucose levels to, you know, 160, 180, which is really not healthy. Again, you think you're doing something healthy and it's sending your glucose levels through the roof, which is anti anything we want, right? Things that you'll learn, you know, you'll learn about. Everyone's body is a little bit different, but there's things that you think are healthy, like oats, like oat milk and oatmeal will send everyone's glucose levels through the roof, right? And you don't want that. And I love oat milk. It tastes delicious, but I don't drink it because I know what's going to happen. And I may not physically feel it. A lot of times people can feel it, but I know it's working against me in my own health, whether it's aging, weight loss, just weight management even. And you don't want these huge spikes. So I think the more you are educated and just understanding how food affects you is really a lot of what Chroma is about. But my own sort of personal awareness of just, then I have control. Then I know and can make choices, you know, as opposed to just assuming that it's healthy, that it's good for me. Because a lot of times it's not.
I never thought about wearing a glucose monitor. But Katie, this is right up your alley. You've been dealing with this for the last couple of weeks.
I've been checking my blood sugar constantly all day long. And I'm about to order. Which one are you using on your arm?
I have a Nutrisense on right now. But Levels is probably the more popular one. Either one are great, Levels or Nutrisense. And I there's a couple other ones and I'm blanking on now, but I think it's like even testing the food here, you know, I've been sort of educating at this wellness retreat, I've been educating them about, and I was like, I think you should wear the monitors because you want to understand what the food is doing, you know, to your guests.
The stabilizing of the blood sugar, right? For the listener that maybe isn't aware, like that's the point of knowing what food is doing. Like you said earlier, the spikes up and down, because when your blood sugar goes really high, you then can crash very quickly. Crap. And then your body craves more sugar. So you're getting like the wrong signals, right? Is that how you would describe the reason?
No. Okay. And it creates this horrible cycle. You know, I mean, I love rice crackers, right? So cheese board with rice crackers, like heaven, right? Those rice crackers will send my glucose. I still choose to have them sometimes, right? Like, but I understand that was a choice. And so just even having the awareness of it, because that up and down cycle is really affects your kind of your metabolic flexibility. It affects, you know, insulin levels. The impact is so much more significant than we even understand. So what you want is to stay in that range really in that 70 to 120. Most people jump. I mean, you could jump.
Yeah, I can't imagine what mine's at. I'm sure it's all over the place.
And if you see that on your chart, you're like, I don't think I'll eat that again. And, you know, and sometimes you will at big, you know, if it's
right, but at least you're educated.
You're educated. And
yeah,
and eats are those things. I mean, tequila lowers your glucose levels. So that's exciting. So,
oh, that's a good excuse to have tequila now.
Lowers it, matcha lowers it. So there's definitely a few tricks in here, but that was a long answer, but hopefully a little bit helpful.
No, that's really interesting. I'm definitely going to try that. Katie, the product that you were talking about a couple shows ago, the Lumen, does that monitor your blood sugar or your glucose too?
That just measures your CO2, which tells you if you are in a fat burn state or a carb burning state. So it's different than a blood sugar monitor. But yeah, I mean, also another amazing tool for data points. Yeah, I do like it. It's great.
Do you like the Lumen, Lisa?
I haven't used it yet, but I think that
mine's sitting here. I haven't used it either.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the point of this conversation. A lot of times I'm like, because I'm working so much and like barely come out, like, and see the world. But I think that the point is, it's just that there's so many tools out for us. There's some of the problem is that there's so much information that we get overwhelmed and we don't do anything. Right.
So true.
So I think just starting with a few things, because you know, being educated is power, right? And then you're making mindful choices, you know, in all aspects of life. So, you know, I don't think you have to dive in as much as maybe we all do, but I think that there's enough tools out there. And that's part of what we do with Chroma. It's like, we're going to do it for you. We're going to make it so easy. You don't have to think.
Right.
You really don't have to make food. You don't have to think about like, oh, here's the recipes I have to make today, right? It's like, let's just make this simple, because what I want you to do is have the experience that inspires the curiosity for more.
Before we go into our wrap session, I'm just really curious, was there something in your life, in your health journey that got you into, like, what was it that made you so passionate about this health and wellness and providing it for people for a greater cause?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. I think, so starting with when I was, I don't know, probably as a teenager, I always wanted to feel like I had control over my health. Like, I was always afraid, like, I want to go to the doctor and then they tell me something bad. And so I think I didn't really understand what that meant, but I didn't like not having control. I wanted to feel empowered with my health. Fast forward to, I was about 38 and I went to the gynecologist and she, this is before, I mean, so I'm quite a bit older now. And we weren't as educated as we are now. There's still a long way to go. I went to the gynecologist and I was gaining weight. My hair was falling out. I was having total brain fog. My work, I've always been very, very fit and very mindful about what I eat. But, you know, I had a lot of inflammation and other things going on. And she laughed. I said, you know, what do you think's going on? Can we do some blood tests? And she laughed at me and she said, oh, Lisa, you're just getting older. This is part of being older. And I still makes me furious when I think about that, because that was the answer of the Western doctor. And I was like, yeah, no, that answer doesn't work for me. Mm-mm. And so I sort of, many things kind of happened along the way that kind of led me on my journey to really understand food as medicine, and starting with just kind of making some simple changes, removing gluten and sugar and dairy and things that are inflammatory and triggers that, you know, that will absolutely impact everyone, especially as we get older, that when we don't digest as well and the body is not as optimized as it was maybe when it was younger, right? So just starting to make those simple shifts and seeing the impact, like all of a sudden, like I didn't need hormone medication, right? Like I actually never have taken hormones ever. Mm. Like I use food as my medicine. There's a place for Western, but I just, you know, I do take thyroid medication. I couldn't fix that one with food, but there is like, we're so quick to go to the medication. And so for me, it was an awakening. I was able to heal myself and reduce the inflammation, the foggy brain, the weight gain, all the things that she told me I was getting old, right? Basically. And then there's another big catalyst one. And for anyone who's a mom, and you guys can probably will resonate, my daughter, who I've talked about, she went on ADD medication when she was 9. And at the time I was not educated at all. She's 24. So this is, you know, 15 years ago. And it made me crazy as a mom. I just thought, this is not right. I don't, why does she have to take medication? I went to 5 doctors. Every one of them said, there's no choice. She has to take the medication. And intuitively, I knew it was wrong, but I didn't know what to do. So fast forward, she's on the medication for a year. And all of a sudden it causes a mood disorder. So now the answer is we're going to put her on mood disorder medication. And now as a mother, I'm like, everything about this is wrong. So of course she goes on a mood disorder medication. And now my daughter is like, I mean, I use the word catatonic, like literally had no like bliss for life, was just like robotic. And that's where you just say, no, this none of this is okay. And that's when I really dove into, And that was the catalyst for starting Beaming, actually, was sort of, it started with me, some things, but it really led to understanding that food can either be medicine or it can be poison, right? And in the case of anything where there's ADD or anything, you know, in the brain, it's things like gluten and sugar and dairy and processed foods. I mean, we were feeding our kids goldfish, whole grain goldfish. We thought it was good for them, or wheat bins, right? We didn't know. So when you remove those things that are inflammatory triggers, or God, I mean, God forbid, those goldfish and all the colors and the dyes, right? Or sodas or something, right? You remove all of those, her brain worked fine. Within 2 weeks of taking all of that out of her diet, she's never gone back on any medications. And she can feel the difference. She knows if she goes out and has pizza or pasta or something, I feel the same too. If we get in touch with our bodies, we know how we feel and how food affects us. And so that moment for me in seeing, I was angry, actually. I was angry at medicine, that at no point in any conversation was there a, hey, why don't we see if she's sensitive to food? Why don't we start there first before we start medicating her? And that's very common. I mean, we're making some breakthroughs, but we have so much further to go. And that sort of goes back to the beginning of what you asked me, my why is. I want people to be educated. I want people to take health into their own hands and to challenge and realize that it doesn't always have to come in a pill. And it probably starts with food, and we can do so much more healing with food. So it was through that that I realize I have to do something with this information, and I have to share it in a way that I can really have impact without being preachy, you know, without being, you know, annoying, because then that's going to turn people off too. So I thought, well, I'll just create really delicious, healthy food that is really good for you and help you feel the difference. And then hopefully that builds on itself. But that's really was some of the backstory of how I dove into wellness as sort of my mission and why in life.
It's actually a really interesting concept, because both Katie's daughter has ADD, and so does my son, who's older now. And he did take medication when he was younger. And same thing. I didn't want him to be on it, but I didn't know what else to do. And I had heard about the food stuff, but I wasn't really sure. And as a boy, it's just like really hard to get him to do any of that kind of stuff. So he was on medicine for a few years. He didn't like the way it made him feel, and he went off of it, and he's able to, you know, he's older, and I think going through puberty and maturity, he's able to like now have strategies that help him. But I would love to, I mean, I don't know how I get him at 15, almost 16 years old to like listen to me with food, but you know, he eats fairly healthy, but then, you know, it's also like the junk and the whatever that all the teenage boys are eating. And it's like, I know that if he took some things out of his diet, like the sugar and the whatever, he would have so much more focus. But what I was thinking as you were saying this, I'm like, there's so many children with ADD that are on medication that their parents don't want them to be on. Like, it's almost like you could have a Chroma Junior for kids, that same idea, but like more kid focused, where like they would want to take it, because I think kids and parents would want to do that. There's just not a lot out there about it. It's like you can read stuff online, but you're not really sure. And to your point, none of the doctors ask that question. They're just like therapy and drugs. I mean, and it's horrible.
It's horrible. And I understand sort of the pain of this and yes, I mean, we don't know where to go, and it hasn't made it easy, and they're not helping us make the better decisions. Right. So we have to go figure it out on our own. The way that I did it, just sort of as an idea, cause I have teenage boys, and one of them knows he has ADD, and it's been very difficult with him. But what I've done with the kids is, let's you know, let's play a game. Let's experiment. Like, what would happen if we removed the gluten and the sugar and the dairy for 2 weeks? Because if it's done in a controlled space, then they're like, oh,
right. And they know.
Yeah. Right. And then they get to feel how different it is. They get to experience, oh, wait, like my brain, it was a lot easier to do that test, or it was a lot easier to read that book. So they feel like they're part of that process. That's one way to do it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, then it's not like just taking it away. They get to really, you know, experience, you know.
Right. And then they can decide like, oh, that actually does make me feel better. And yeah.
It's an experience. And then there's one thing
I would add on the conversation of ADD is that there is a clinic called the Amon Clinic. And they have them, I think they have in New York and they have Long Beach. There's a couple different, and I think it's Dr. Daniel Amen. But you can actually go and have your brain scanned and find out that I think there's 6 types of ADD. And if you can understand what type you have, it also then influences the type of kind of healing or therapy for it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thing that, you know, you have access to or the means to do, I think that is the most amazing way to sort of approach it and really have the knowledge. The food is foundational, right, across the board. But then there's different things like omegas or different supplements that you can use to actually help with the brain function that will kind of further accelerate the healing of it. And you can get to the point where you don't need it anymore. So there's a lot of tools out there. It's just, unfortunately, not as spoken about as we'd like. So
I feel like we could talk about this for the next 3 hours, but we know you have a massage to get to.
That's right.
I mean, I think
more important.
Yeah. We need to have you back then.
Yeah. So quickly, let's give you our quick fire round of questions. What is your favorite wellness or beauty hack? Even though you've told us a million, what's your favorite?
I'm such a broken record. The matcha, like I'm obsessed. It just completely changes my day, and it's changed my health. And I have a mission to get the world to drink matcha. So that's
I love it. Love it. Okay, the next one we call our 5-minute flow. So you just got out of the shower, dried off. Uber alerted you. Got that ping on your phone. You have 5 minutes to get ready and get out the door. What are your go tos? Like, what products do you throw on to just kind of like get ready and get out of the door quickly?
Oh, that's great. Oh my gosh. What do I do? I'm the worst with brand. If I had to name brands, I couldn't tell you what brands. So I did a podcast with Molly Sims and she asked me the same question. I was like, I'm not going to tell you beauty things. Like, you know them, you tell me. So, I always will have, I mean, I have this new, I wish I had it here. Like, I have this new face stuff that I've been using that is like, changed my skin. And this was so mean for me to say this because I cannot tell you what the name of it is. I was like the biggest tease. I'll try to remember that. You can put it in the notes. But
what does it look like? I don't
even know. It's like from France. And Georgia Louise, she's a esthetician that works with a lot of my investors. And so I had a thing with her and she basically put all of it. And I've had bad skin my whole life. So this has been like transformative, the matcha, and this has been transformative. And so whatever these products are that we'll add in the notes later, I have to have mascara. I have to have lipstick. And I always put some sort of like tinted, you know, sunscreen moisturizer on. Like those are like, and then my eyebrows. So those are like my, if I only have a few minutes to get out, lots of times I'll have my hair in a ponytail just because I don't have time to do it. And I live in Viore clothes. Like those are my go-to if I don't have to be like, you know, fully dressed up, which these days I think, you know, we don't, the expectation.
None of us do, right?
Oh, I know. Like, great. I get it.
So
totally.
I don't know if that was helpful, but I will find out the name of some of these products.
Yeah. No, that's great. It's so fun. It's always just fun to hear everyone's different routines. And then how do you maintain your daily nirvana? You're so busy.
Ooh, I don't know that I do. Honestly. And so I think what I, you know, try to do is my days are crazy, you know, and as passionate as I am, you know, doing what I'm doing and being able to have impact as we are, it's hard, you know, and it's stressful. And so, for me, I have to constantly, you know, be in gratitude, you know, for the support we have, for my business partner, who's a rock star, and I could never have done this without him, for being able to work with my daughter side by side, you know, for all the good and the magic that happens every day. And so amidst the stress and other frustrations of just building a business and running a company, I do try to laugh a lot, which that's like sort of a huge go-to for me for Nirvana. Yeah. Exercise doesn't matter. You know, like I find the time. I find the time for connection with people. Like that fills my soul. So, I mean, I guess these are my Nirvana moments. I mean, being here with these people and laughing and making new friendships has been magical. And seeing my girlfriends, I will make time for that, you know, going for a walk or a hike with a friend. The list of to-dos will never end. And there's always a million more things that I should be doing. But I do make sure to take that time to take care of me. Otherwise the stress would be too much. And then I can't be well. I can't be in wellness if I can't take care of me. So
That's so true. Well, we end the show with a mantra always. So Katie's going to get her mantra ready, but I just wanted to thank you so much for all the time you've given us. We feel like I said, we could talk for hours, but we'd love for you to come back one day and keep educating about superfoods and healthy eating and all of this stuff, because it's just so important. We want to keep talking about it. And just really, really appreciate all your time and all the knowledge and value you've given us today. It's been so inspiring and exhilarating.
Well, thank you. I've loved the conversation and I just so appreciate getting to know you guys and having the opportunity to share and hopefully, you know, there's some tidbits of ideas or information that people can walk away with as well. And I'd be honored to come back.
You left us with so much. So this one, I think, really speaks to your passion, Lisa, and your ambition and how hard you've worked and everything that you've created. It's, I can hold both contentment and ambition in my heart. I think it's a good reminder. Like, we don't always have to be, just because we're shooting for something doesn't mean we're not happy where we are. And just because we're happy where we are doesn't mean we can't try for more. So there you go. So Lisa, thank you so much.
I love that.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. I love that ending.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.